Bez Hashem, we continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Chavav, Shin number 43. Continuing to discuss the importance of Hachna, of Anava, of humility, in the proper way to do a proper Tshuva, as opposed to the Midah of Gaiva. Gaiva, as we'll see, is the root, is the source for many Averis. The Baal Tshuva is obligated, is responsible to focus on the midah of humility. He has to acquire it. He has to work on it. Because he has to remove from himself these midas rois that motivate him to do averus. What are these midas rois that motivate a person to do averus? This is gaiva. He says, he continues to say in Ois Chav Zayin, we'll say it outside first, then we'll read the words inside. Gaiva is like when a person plows. When you want to plant something, if you just put the seeds on top, the wind comes, blows someone away, the rain comes, some will get into the ground, most will not probably. But if you plow, you dig, then you plant the seeds, you'll be much more successful with your fruits. So too, when a person, he plows and he puts the gaiva, the arrogance inside of his heart, he plants the seeds for destruction, for averus. Such a person like this, he comes to speak Lashon Hara, as the Chavetz Chaim says in the introduction, that when a person is a Baal Gaiva, he speaks Lashon Hara. A person with Gaiva, he attacks the poor and the weak. He looks down at them. He forgets Hashem, which that in itself is Navera. Forgetting Hashem is Navera, as we'll see. And he instills fear in other people. All of this, as we'll see now, is the root cause from Gaiva. Shinema Verom, he says like this, Agaiva Misakeves. Let's try this again. Agaiva Misabeves Kama Verus. Gaiva brings about many averus. Magberes yetzer leiv ha'odom alav. Encourages the yetzahara to overpower him. When a person's a baal gaiva, he's encouraging the yetzahara to overpower him. To overpower means to do more averus. As the pasuk says, v'rom levavech v'shachachtas Hashem lekecha. We see this word v'rom, gvalev, rom. Rom is reish mem. The letters reish mem backwards are mar, bitter. When a person is rom levavecha v'shachachtes Hashem lekecha, he's going to forget Hashem. The arrogant person forgets where everything comes from that he has, his strength, his wealth, his health. His rom levavecha, he forgets about Hashem as the source of everything that he has. V'nema rum einayim. So too it says, haughty eyes, rum einayim. Same word, rom. Urechav leiv near rishoy mechatos. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, the person with the haughty eyes, he looks down at people. Urechav leiv, and he's a wide, arrogant, proud heart. What does this person do? Near rishoy mechatos. He digs down, he furrows this wickedness of Avera into his heart. And this is referring to a gaiva as the Nir HaRishoyim. He plows and he creates a place for the gaiva to take root. Ki mimene yifru hachatoyim, because from the gaiva, that's where all these other chatoyim will sprout forth. Just like you see a beautiful tree that produces wonderful fruit, so too this person is planting in himself, and he has this arrogance that's shooting forth. He thinks all this wealth and money that he makes is all because of his hard work and his effort and his brains and his context and his charisma. The person elevates his heart and v'shachachta. That's an isser daraisa. To forget Hashem is osir. It's an isser natayra. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Gaivus Rosho Yidlak Oni." The haughtiness of the person, he hunts down the poor. Yidlak Oni. V'nemar hadoivro yisat tzadik osak begaiva. So we see another aveira that's brought about through gaiva is he attacks those who are weaker than him. Here, this person is weaker in finances. He hunts down the poor. Now he, with his gaiva, with his arrogance, he speaks harshly against tzadikim. Hadoivro yisat tzadik osak begaiva. And this fourth point is that they instill fear. They scare people. People with authority, people with power. How many times do we see this? That people with power, they go overboard. And they feel, oh, they're in charge. They can do what they want. But then Hashem knocks them down. Now here, Ben Yoni is talking about even people in Klai Yisrael, Jewish people. Just to bring in something we had last week with Haman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to raise Haman to the highest levels in order to knock him down to the lowest levels. But first Hashem wanted to raise him up, because once he gets to the highest level, when he falls, the fall will be a tremendous fall. People have to realize, if Hashem gives someone a position of power, it's there to be used for the tzibur on their behalf, to help other people, not to instill power and to attack the poor. It's like a person does, he plows furrows in his field, because he wants to plant seeds to produce a proper crop. So to these wicked people, they plow a furrow of gaiva, of haughtiness, of arrogance in their hearts. And they plant these ideas and these evil intentions in order to give birth and to sprout forth the averus, which are the fruits of their evil intentions. So here, Rabbi Yoin is telling us, we have to see and understand how evil and dangerous gaiva is. As we said, it's directly the result of forgetting Hashem, that's number one, of persecuting the poor, that's number two, speaking Lashon Hara, that's number three, and instilling terror and fear into others. This is just some examples Ben Yoin is giving here as the dangers of gaiva. Why the humble person, the person who's doing tshuva, he's going to the gates of tshuva, shari tshuva, he has to make sure he focuses on the anava, humility, and eradicates gaiva. Have a wonderful day and wonderful Shabbos.